that night they did they did a CAT scan and they did a X-rays and they did ultrasound, and they said, yeah, he does have a huge mass in his abdomen. It was the size of a baseball when he first went in. You don't expect something like that when you just go in for urgent care, thinking that he has a tummy ache or something, you know, minor like that.
Yeah.
Hold on to me as we go.
It's a yolk sac tumor.
Okay.
And what it is it's a type of germ cell tumor. And it's in a very rare place. It's only been diagnosed in that location once since 1974.
And although this wave is stringing us along.
You know, they said that he's probably had it since he was born.
My gosh.
Just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
He's gone through how many different doctor's visits and everything like that, and they never caught it.
So
and it was the size of a baseball when they caught it. They put him through four courses of chemo before they, because it was too huge.
Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
How do you handle that? You
know? I think a lot of it, you don't really think about it that much, because if you're upset all the time, then he senses that.
Sure.
So you have to try to be as calm as possible and just work through it and get him through it.
No, you're not alone. Because I'm going to make this place your home.
He just has such a, nothing bothers him, even though he's going, you know, even though he's going through chemo and all that. He just, even when they're putting a needle into his port or something like that, he's really calm about it. There's a protein marker that they've been tracking to see, because basically it's given off by the, you know, abnormal cells.
Right, right.
So it's a way to tell when the cancer is disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Look at you now. So what do they think for him?
They think he may be, I mean, we're going to track it, but they think he may not have to go through anything else, and he may be just, you know, fine.
Settle down.
He also has, he had some spots on his liver and also a spot on his lung. And the chemo took care of the spot on the lung, but he still had a couple of spots on his liver. So the doctor also had to removed three spots from his liver and then the main tumor. And he was in there for 8 hours, but they were able to, I mean, they think they got everything. I think I have to be hopeful. I think. If something happens in the future, we'll just deal with it. I don't think I can really think about, you know, maybe there's something else hiding in there.
Right.
Because it could, you know, anything could happen.
Sure.
He could fall down and break a leg. He could, you know, stuff happens. And you just have to kind of deal with it as it comes.